Food allergies have been rising in Australia. About 1 in 10 babies are supposedly develop a food allergy in the first year of life. But according to some experts, the rate of peanut allergy in particular could be halved if infant feeding practices were changed. Last Friday, an infant feeding summit took place in Melbourne and included leaders in child health and nutrition from Australia and overseas. The result was a new set of infant feeding guidelines giving advice to parents who want to minimise the chances of their baby developing food allergy. As a declaration of interest, I actually chaired the meeting, but one of the real experts there was Professor Katie Allen, who runs the Centre for Food Allergy Research at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne. And Katie's in our Melbourne studio. Welcome to the Health Report.
Good evening, Norman.
It's a bit confusing for parents.
It's awfully confusing. Parents have, over the last few decades, been given a whole raft of different guidelines from different specialists all around the world and here in Australia. And we're delighted that finally everyone's decided to agree.
What were the issues?
Well, the main issue is the time of introduction of solids and the impact that that has on how long people should breastfeed. And so in the past, infants were fed solids early in life, and then the WHO decided that it was best to delay the introduction of solids in order to breastfeed as long as possible, particularly exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life. And so that's come into sharp contrast with some recent allergy prevention trials that have found that delaying the introduction of foods such as peanut is harmful and will increase the risk of getting peanut allergy. So we now have this difficult situation where we have a variety of guidelines that have not been in consensus with each other. And we're delighted that now all the experts have got together with a compromise situation which we think will be simple, effective and safe.
So let's talk about solids. What's the recommendation on solids?
So the current recommendations for solids for infants in the first year of life is to introduce solids around the age of 6 months, but not before 4 months.
Right. And what do mums currently do?
So roughly 90% of mums in Australia are introducing solids around the age of 6 months. They tend to introduce them 4, 5 and 6 months, and about 10% are before 4 months or after 6 months. So people are really tending to follow those guidelines, but they're not introducing the allergenic solids in a timely manner. And so people think that delaying the introduction of certain foods such as peanut paste and egg, maybe because they're frightened to do so, is increasing driving the rates of allergy in our community.
And is there any evidence that introducing solids at, say, 5 months affects the rate of breastfeeding?
So there isn't, there is fortunately no evidence that it's actually going to affect the rates of breastfeeding. So that's the good news. There's been a number of trials recently and observational studies that introducing around the age of 6 months solids isn't going to affect the rates of breastfeeding. And of course, breast is best. We do believe breastfeeding is best for the baby's healthy start to life, not just for bonding with the mother, but IQ and infectious diseases rates. So breast is definitely the best way to go. But introducing solids around the age of 6 months won't harm that.
And you've got parents who are terrified of introducing peanuts, egg, dairy, wheat products. GPs and paediatricians are saying, well, you do one at a time and you wait a week. Some are even saying you better have skin testing before you do it. I mean, we're medicalising feeding. What do the guidelines say about the so-called allergenic foods, the foods that traditionally cause food allergy? Because it's a bit counterintuitive, the advice here.
That's right. What we say is allergenic solids, which include peanut paste and egg and cow's milk and wheat, those sorts of foods that people have been frightened of in the past, should be introduced in the first year of life. So after solids have been introduced, they can then safely introduce these foods to decrease their risk of developing an allergy to those foods. And that has changed. In the past, the recommendations here in Australia, in Europe and in the US all recommended delaying those forms of solids. So we were not allowed to introduce cow's milk till after 12 months. We're not allowed to introduce egg till after 2 years, nuts and fish until after 3 years. Luckily, a lot of people ignored that advice, but there is a huge amount of hype in the community and fear about these foods, such that we have dozens of stories in our studies of people saying, thank goodness that we could be part of your study. We were planning to drive up to the car park of the Royal Children's Hospital and give our child their first taste of peanut butter sandwich in your car park. ballpark. And in fact, my colleagues just all around Australia say the same is true. They found the same thing.
What about kids who are babies who are at high risk? They might have developed eczema and there's a strong family history of food allergy in the family.
Well, so these recommendations are for all children, whatever their risk, whether they're high risk or low risk or any type of risk. And that is because these children are the most likely to benefit from it.
So the high risk babies.
Yes, so high-risk babies should definitely introduce solids around the age of 6 months and really aim to get egg and then peanut into their diet fairly early on after they've started solids.
And this is cooked egg?
Yeah, so the safest way to give a baby egg is a semi-cooked or cooked form of egg, not a raw form of egg. So giving them cooked egg and often starting with boiled egg is a good safe way to start.
And then if you're going to choose a formula, the formula manufacturers have been pushing these so-called hydrolyzed hypoallergenic formulae, and you've got some recommendations there too.
Yes, so there is now absolutely no evidence that a hydrolyzed formula, whether it's a partially or an extensively hydrolyzed, which are just different forms of the same thing, that they have any role in playing to prevent allergic disease. And there's been a number of good quality systematic reviews recently published that now underpin this guideline that the use of hydrolyzed formula for the prevention of allergic disease is now no longer recommended. And if a child cannot be breastfed, then using a standard cow's milk formula is the way to go.
So just a standard formula. And is it true that if you do this, you're likely to halve the rate of peanut allergy in the community?
So that's the $64 million question. How important will this change, or what will be the impact of this change on the way that we feed infants, firstly, and then what's the impact of that infant change on the prevalence of food allergy? So it is hoped that we'll halve those rates. The jury's out until we actually see what happens and how the community responds to this, but that is the hope.
Katie, thanks for joining us on the Health Report.
Thank you so much, Norman.
Now, we'll have those infant feeding guidelines on the website. So you go to the Health Report's website and you'll find them there, and you go via the Radio National. Professor Katie Allen runs the Centre for Food Allergy Research at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne. And this is the Health Report here on RN, and I'm Norman Swan.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.